Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
That song can only single one thing. I'm Having a Dream, and it's 1975 all over again. What a song. What memories. Earth, Wind, and Fire. As we used to like to say back in the day, the elements of Earth, Wind, and Fire in September. Hit it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here she is, the host with the most, and she is here today with the folks from Dorothy's Candies. And Marlene will be along in just a moment, as will the man, the myth, the legend, the man behind the brand. Nan, how are you?
Hey, buddy, how are you? Hey, a little bit of disco action. You know I'm on my way, right?
Let me go back just one night.
I've missed you.
Really?
Yeah, it's the weird kind of life right now where, yeah.
Well, we had such a pleasant conversation the last time we talked. It's great to have you here again. We always have fun when we get together.
You got
to
tell them about that, Rob.
No, it was just a pleasant conversation.
It was not. It was so quick, and it was like you were on one planet and I was on another, and I'm
but
like.
But guess what? We have found each other again, and Dorothy's Candies, how sweet it is, has made it all possible.
I know. And I'll tell you what, waking up this season, I was just down at the store. We've been very active down there. So we want to welcome you, Marlene.
Good morning.
We're going to bring Robert in on the line, who owns Dorothy, Robert Gastel, who owns Dorothy's Candies. I'll tell you, you know, at these times with every moving minute, things are changing. You know, what was the morning is not the afternoon, you know. Kids were heading back to school and now it's pulled. And we've come to live this life. But I'm going to tell you, and this is my husband says it to me all the time. Oh, you don't want to let go of the past. You know, change is not, you know, but. You know what? When you walk in there and you can feel this happening, the season,
candies,
the
right?
season,
oh, yeah.
When you right. walk in the store, the season just says to you, it's going to be okay. Because, you know, Rob, I cut a video with them yesterday and I said, you know, Thanksgiving's not going to be the same for everybody, right? It's just a different atmosphere, right?
Right.
But now we've got this connection of, you know, the computer and people are going to be virtually spending it together. Guess what?
What?
A common denominator is going to be the turkey leg from Dorothy's Candies. Everybody can have one. They just won't have it together at the same place. You'll have it in multiple places at the same time. And I thought, you know, we got to grab these moments when they happen. So that's where we are. Bringing back, it's holiday season. We got to find some normalcy in all of that. And I know that Dorothy's works really hard to make that a steady for us. So bring it to us, Mar. How busy are you down there?
Oh, we are just mass producing everything. We're getting ready. We want to try to keep everybody's tradition going. And it's a little challenging for everybody this year. But we have a lot of callers who will ask us, you know, if we're having our production going and we can't do, just like at Easter, we can't do these holidays without having our Dorothy's. And we're there for you. We're doing it and we are open and we're available, and anything you need, we're here for you.
I'm going to tell you, through the fall, through the spring last year, we learned a whole new bit about. We knew
exactly.
that you had a shipping department. The shipping
right.
department was always busy with the elves back there.
Right.
But you didn't realize what the impact it would have on the shipping department and how many more people had to come in to do the shipping. And we made it. And we talked about that over the summer. It's like, okay, we got that. We're much better prepared for that onslaught of volume and, you know, the demands that have to come. So I think that's kudos to Robert, to you, Even though you fired me from the shipping department, I tried to
just
help her.
Just a little more training and you'll be just fine.
But I did tell Robert, I passed all the other departments when I was down there. Marlene was the one that fired me
from
shipping.
I'm a little tougher, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. You got me there. So let's get Robert on the phone.
Yes.
And let's talk to him about... Oh, you're there? Robert, you're there.
Man.
Hey.
We could use some extra help in the dipping room. So
well, I passed
that. We'll see you Monday morning.
I passed that. I told you I did really good, except for guess who? Grumpy
That's why
over
I'm
there.
Inviting you back.
Oh my God! She told me you just don't know what you're doing here, and I was like, "Oh, you're right." But so I walk when I come in there, I avoid that area. Okay. I have nothing to do with shipping.
Keep you busy at every place else, so it's good.
So, Robert, talk to me about what this means to you. I know we're in, you know, different times, but, you know, just getting ready for the holidays, you perk up with this.
Well, I started when I was about 4 years old. That would have been 1951. And mom and the business, we've had challenges. Every year it's different. And this year it's COVID. Would love to see you in our store, but if not, we're prepared to ship any place in the country.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're going coast to coast too. I think that, you know, through the different platforms, people have discovered Dorothy's that have, you know, hadn't had Dorothy's, and that happened in the spring. It's going, but I have to tell you, Bob, it takes a lot of work. I mean, it's, you know, things knock you down, but you know, a small business and the doors couldn't be open. And, you know, I know that, for instance, you can't be out there as we always are doing the shows for the holiday. So we had to revamp that. And to all those frontline workers, you know, it's given them that special treat when they need it at the mm-hmm. hospitals. And we weren't able to come in, but we're making it happen a different way.
That's right.
For them. So they're going to have their holidays will be made special as well. Were you going to? Oh, I thought you wanted me, Rob. When you get to the bottom line, when we transitioned out of the spring and summer, gearing up for the fall, I said to Robert, it's just a feeling in there. Like, we have to do this for people.
Right.
Obviously, we can't keep doing it for us because we're just adding poundage on. I walk through there and the smell, and I'm like, oh, I got to taste that. And, oh, they just made potato chips and, you know, those kind of things. But you really get...
No, man, I always say there's no calories in Dorothy's candies.
Really? See, let me show you. Because I am very good at I pick what I really want to eat.
That's what I do.
And then I'll say, oh, I can get that next time because... Yeah, you could just lose yourself in chocolate there. So with that being said, Robert, you know, you talk about your mom. I think she would be so proud of the fact that when people tell us today and through the comments and the social media platforms and people reaching out and the breakout conversations or the emails that come in, it's the same product. You haven't changed a thing. And, you know, as things happen, you know, I'm going to talk about a post that I put up a little later. It changes. New ownerships take over. People want to change this. They think they can make this better, or they want to. And I'm not about, you know, enhancing things, but for the consistency piece, you got generations mm-hmm. that tell us, you know, when I was at my grandma's house, and now I'm giving it to my children, and going, and it's the same taste.
Yep.
What does that? It has to make you feel fabulous.
Well, it does, and I know. My mother's generation, mom and dad, they were into traditions. And what really inspired my mother was getting those smiles on people's faces when they would taste our candy. So that's the bottom line at the holidays, always has been.
Yeah, you put that from the boxing. I mean, you just take such care. The insides, you know, when they're putting the fluff or they're decorating the package and you're looking at all that, it's just been consistent. And I'll tell you, kudos for you, Robert. You didn't change anything. You didn't realize you could make the chocolate go, you know, longer, faster, wider, spreading it out. You knew what your product is, your quality's in it. You just, I commend you for that. For keeping that going for all of us. You want to take a quick break, Robbie?
Yeah, and we'll take the 10th caller right now to win a $25 gift certificate to Dorothy's 412-922-1020. All right, we're back. And ladies and gentlemen, this, of course, is Dorothy's Candies, their hour with Nan Cohen, Marlene, and Robert. So let's get right back to Nan.
So it's interesting when we're talking about Dorothy's Candies, I'm going to tell you, it's never too soon. Call them if you're thinking about things. I'm really suggesting you call them on the early side because production is in full force, but we're also doing a lot more shipping. Now, with that being said, the store is open. Okay.
Absolutely.
All the protocols are in place. You don't have to worry about any of that going on there. But if you know you're coming in, and I have to tell you, we are going gangbusters with the turkey legs. The turkey legs have gone. I mean, honestly, Marlene and I did a quick video from the store, and we actually gave turkey legs away.
Right.
The stories that came in, the, you know, they wanted to talk turkey. These people were so grateful that they were actually going to win a turkey leg down there. So I'm telling you, if you're coming in to get six, make sure, you know, call in advance so they know and they have them there ready for you.
We should explain this is like a candy turkey.
No,
like,
I'm going to hold one. Marlene's going to hold one up right now.
Well, but the people listening on the radio.
Yeah, but we're going
to
hold it up. We're going to talk
about it.
Not
a meat turkey. It's not a meat turkey.
Wait a minute. We're going to go through this. This isn't your typical turkey leg.
No.
Okay, Mar, tell them what's in this turkey leg.
What we have here is the one I'm holding up now is a crispy. It's made with Rice Krispies, and it's for those who cannot have peanuts, has an allergy, but still wanted to enjoy and have something unique like this.
Well, that's not peanuts. It's all nuts because those are
No, this one is the Rice Krispie, right. Those who cannot
nuts.
Have the peanuts.
Exactly.
No nuts. No nuts at all. This one here is made with, they're all made with caramel. This one here is made with cashews as well. So this is actually the most popular that we have. It's two pretzel rods. It's dipped in caramel. And then we cover the whole thing with cashew nuts. And then we double dip it in our premium Swiss chocolate. So fantastic.
I'm just telling you.
Great
if you've
for your
ever
Thanksgiving table.
It's a conversational piece,
yes.
But let me tell you, when you break into that,
right.
It's pure heaven. It's got the salt. It's got the sweet. It's got the caramel. It's got the chocolate. It makes me happy.
Yeah, maybe we should break into that.
It makes me happy. We're going to cut one.
Yeah, I think so.
If you could tune in on because we're Facebook Live, and you've got to see what the inside mm-hmm. of this looks like. Believe me, I have had friends that texted me last night that said they'll take any samples that come home from the studio today.
So, exactly. Well, sure. Why not? They're huge sellers.
The turkey leg. Robert, how did the turkey leg come about?
Well, Nan, I don't know if I can talk to you about that because you got me so hungry for one. I think I'm going to go to the dipping room and start eating one.
Yeah, we kept him at the store. He's back. We're working full throttle. Mm-hmm. So go ahead. Tell us. The creation of the turkey leg.
Well, we're always looking for variations on some of our pieces, and I don't rightly remember exactly how it came about, but we were kind of fooling around in the dipping room with. We know caramel is popular. Peanuts and the cashews are popular, and pretzels are popular. So we just kind of fooled around with it and came up with what now is the turkey like.
I'll tell you, believe me, we put the post up. People were seeing it. We were showing them.
It was
just,
immediate.
People are just amazed by it and the size of them.
Right.
You got to try one. You absolutely can't get through the holiday season without having them. You know, it's share them. Believe me, it's one person. I could not eat the whole thing.
Yeah, no, it's a tradition in a lot of homes. I mean, we've had these for a while, and we get calls at the beginning of the season asking when they will be available.
Yeah.
You know,
it's funny. I remember last season, they wanted some inviting pieces to their holiday table.
Right.
And I remember we were talking. I said, can't we do like the Horn of Plenty and something like that that people could display and then obviously eat at the table? And Marlene's like, yeah, I think we can do that for you. So I know, Mar, the Horns of Plenty that you made, it's made out of chocolate.
Right.
It's actually a chocolate Horn of Plenty. And then you filled it with the Dorothy's Candies chocolate.
Right. We have an array of deluxe assortment, but if you were to call ahead of time and you have a favorite, such as like Robert's and my favorite, Peanut Butter Meltaways, you could have the whole Horn of Plenty filled with that or anything you would like to have in there. And every single thing in this packaging is edible. It's delicious.
Horn of Plenty for you over there, Robbie. I can see
that.
Yeah,
sure. Mm-hmm. We have one special for you, Rob.
When we go to break, if you're tuning in watching us on Facebook, you're going to see us cut into some of these apples because I have never seen anything like this. When you get
it's
to
amazing.
The fine detail, this is the wrap, and I've got the unwrap sitting there. What do you want to say?
We have to get ready to wrap up with Robert here. We only have a minute left, so I wanted to make sure we gave us plenty of time to give him a nice farewell.
Oh, a nice send-off because he has to go back to work.
He's the brains behind
it. We're going to sit here. We're going to sit in the studio and eat, Robert. You go back to work, okay? How's that work for you?
Well, I normally get bacon and eggs, but I think I'm going to eat turkey legs for breakfast.
You do that. Have one on me, okay? I'll buy it. All right.
Thanks, everyone.
See you later,
thanks.
Bob.
All right. Miss you, buddy. Hope to see you soon. What a good guy.
He's
awesome. He's
the
wonderful.
Heart and soul of that place.
Listen, he could have said so long many years ago and just lived his life, but he loves what he does.
His mother, you know, it's in him. The whole business is in him, and
you're a big part of that too. You're pretty passionate too.
I am. I really enjoy being there, and he's extremely passionate about it. And it's in him since he was a child. So and the love for his mother as well, and he just enjoys and wants to bring and keep the traditions for all the families.
No one will ever love you like
it's
your
It's such
mom.
A happy place to work.
It is.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, thank you for giving out the gift cards. We're really making people, you're really doing a great, fabulous job of giving giveaways this year to the public. With that being said, Robert, they can spend that $25 gift card on anything at the store.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Hey, we have just celebrated our centennial, and the company 2-6, a global leader in engineered materials and optoelectric components, is 50 years old. 2-6 is located on the very site where KDK Radio broadcast in the 1930s. So this weekend, they've opened up their doors to amateur radio operators. Learn more about this special event at kdkradio.com. Marlene and Nan will be back. Second half hour of Dorothy's Candies. We're back in Open Talk next hour. And then MediConnect, the Senior Zone, the True Value Home Improvement Show. Debbie Evans is here along with Matt DeRamo from Member Choice Vacation. Biggest sale of the year for them. We'll explain all about it at that time. And then at 1 o'clock, Ryan Shalaba, homebuyers of Pittsburgh.com. 21 days or less cash for your house. And then the Weiner Wellness Center program, Get Well Naturally. Boris Shiloff back with the news at the bottom of the hour. This is Rob Pratt, Saturday News Radio, KDK. Good morning. Yes, it does. Marlene is here. Nan is here. It's Dorothy's Candies. And you have another special guest waiting to talk to you right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
So I have to tell you, Marlene, I know you saw it. I put up this post. You know, with all this going on in the world and, you know, yik, 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 yak. I said, you know what, sometimes you just got to go back and touch time. So we created this little post of all of my favorite restaurants that no longer exist. You know, it brings back the memories we talked to. I put up Howard Johnson's. I still love fried clams. We did all this. And it was amazing that, you know, we had this little Chinese restaurant in Squirrel Hollow we grew up with that, you know, you'd go there for the egg rolls, this, that, and the other. It just was the memories. And the conversation on the – everybody was happy. Everybody had a nice thing to say. Nobody was coming at anybody arguing and points of view. And I could tell you that I've received texts. I don't really do instant messenger. So anybody that asks, you know, I'm not really working that part of it. But I kept seeing these messages come in. And people really like to get lost in those memories. Right. So – it's interesting. A cousin of mine opened up a restaurant in Squirrel Hill. I have him on the line. He's been with us before. We're going to talk about his restaurant, and I'm going to tell you how we're going to tie this into what I put up on this post for the restaurant. So go ahead. It's very active. You will walk down memory lane if you can read some of the comments. And the people, young people, remembering this with going with their grandparents and their parents and the traditions that were created. So go check out that post on my page. But right now I'm going to bring Eric on. Eric Feldman, you there?
Hi, good morning, Nan.
How are you?
Great.
How's Frankie Buns doing?
Oh, we're having a blast at Frankie Buns. It's really started to pick up for us.
Well, wow. I tell you, the variety of hot dogs there, and I'm going to tell you, your fries, hands down, delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our poutine seems to be very popular. There's a, a last-minute addition to our menu, but it's really taken off.
Yeah, your hot dogs are great. I love the different creations. I know you said you wanted to mention, man, I got to mention the Elliott Ness dog, right?
Oh, yeah. It's Chicago dog. It's a classic Chicago dog with all the trimmings.
Well, that's
right
cool.
We bring in everything to make that hot dog from Chicago.
Yeah, it's interesting because you're starting to, you're really picking up the speed now and people are realizing what you do. But I know that you were, you know, you always had this thing where you wanted to taste the memory. And I had thrown up this post and I know you read it because there was a whole area that was dedicated to this Billung Tea Garden and the egg rolls. I mean, it was just phenomenal. And I guess we've told them before, but it's time for you to tell them again. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, it's what we call taste the memory. Because that's exactly what it is. It's just going back to those Sunday nights, getting the Billung's Tea Garden egg rolls, and we have the wonderful duck sauce to go with them. And I'm telling you, the first bite takes you back.
Well, it's interesting is it's the actual recipe. For those that are thinking, okay, it's just duck sauce, Nan. No, it's the actual, it's the dark duck sauce, which is the same original recipe. I'm not going to tell you how they got the recipe or any of that, but for people that are coming in, you know, by far, when people taste them, you are shipping them now on a national level as well because people have tasted them. And, you know, people want to hold on, especially when times we're going through right now, you want to feel that comfort and that brings back those good memories. So I think, you know, everything happened there for you, Eric, where you know, hey, I know you got the hot dogs on the one side, but you got the egg rolls blooming because you knew how to do them. You knew where the recipe was. You got it. You restored it. You revived it. How important is it to people when they come in and say to you, oh, man, those were fantastic. Just what I remember.
Oh, it does. It absolutely warms the heart because, again, it brings back those memories for me as well. And it was some special times with my family. And like I said, I know it's funny. It's just an egg roll, but they're really special, and it's been fun making them again and talking to the people and reviving those memories with people.
It was funny. I was talking to him one day, and he said to me, he goes, yeah, somebody just flew their own plane in and made sure that they stopped to get the egg rolls. And I'm like, I said, Eric, you don't realize what that it just does for people. It's just not about the actual function of eating it. It's almost like, you know, when we talk about Dorothy's, Marlene, right. And you say one bite and you'll know right. That it's a Dorothy's candies. It's the same thing. That memory, those things you hold so close to your heart. So, Eric, kudos for you for doing what you're doing. I'm so glad to hear about Frankie Buns. Tell them where you're located, and I know they're going to be calling you.
We're at 2108 Murray Avenue, right next door to Aiello's Pizza. Our phone number is 412-421-2869. That's 421-BUNS.
That's
great,
that's
Eric.
That's cute. All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Hey, get me some egg rolls. I'm coming to Costco afterwards, so I'm coming up to get some.
Only for you, Nan.
All right. I'm ready. Thanks.
Bye, Eric.
So you see, it's that taste of the memory. I think he captured that, and he does get credit for that. But, you know, it's good, and that's why I love featuring small businesses because they really do go the extra yard to make these things special. We went to break and we were, you know, oohing and ahhing. Rob and I were talking. He's kind of dared me. You can't eat that whole apple. And I said, well, yes, I can because it's fruit. But we brought up an interesting question, right?
Oh, is that what it is?
That's fruit.
Smothered in just delicious Dorothy's chocolate.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, I told you, I did have a chocolate-covered apricot yesterday when I was down there, too.
Well, it's in a Granny Smith, which is what these are made from. Granny Smith apples.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
yep.
They're the best. And we kind of like hand pick out the apples that we're going to use.
Well, they're monster. They are absolutely a monster. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, it's so worth the creative people back there doing that,
let alone
the presentation. I mean, a couple of these around the table, send these off to somebody. You're going to make their day.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite is in our house, the kids have always loved chocolate covered pretzels. And, I mean, when you're putting something out like this, how festive does this look? You know, it's just about, it's pretzels, it's got the Dorothy's, it's got the chocolate. It makes you feel so special. Your staff that does the packaging,
it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And if you've noticed, the one good thing about everything you're saying here, and we're talking about chocolate.
Right.
It's not just a combination of sugar and the cocoa and everything you think that chocolate, sometimes in your head, I can't eat that. I can't eat chocolate. You know, it's not good for me. think about this. We're talking about chocolate with nuts, which are great. A fruit. We've got an apple there. Over there, you just held up the pretzels. It's just not a hunk piece of chocolate. You can actually enjoy your chocolate while still eating well.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I somebody was in the store yesterday. They were looking for the dark bark cranberry.
Right, right.
I mean,
we've
that's
cranberries
that's a,
in. Right.
You don't even know what's coming up yet ahead, but the dark cranberry. I mean, it's a healthy snack to have.
It is.
The chocolate covered almond, the bark, the dark bark. I mean, you take care of it on all angles for
that's
us.
Right.
So yeah, you know, life is about, hopefully, God willing, you're able to have a little piece in there. And again, like I had an apricot yesterday, but I don't go in there to eat everything. You got a whole temptation back, but make it tempting. Tell them about those things. How about the Buckeyes?
Yes.
All-time fall favorite.
Exactly.
Dorothy's.
Well, as you know, peanut butter is my all-time favorite. Anything with
and
peanut
Roberts.
Butter. Definitely Roberts, too. I did not know that before I started there, but we formed a bond quickly. These Buckeyes, they are the best around. And that whole center, can these be seen?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, that whole center is all peanut butter. Again, it's just not a hunk of chocolate. We've
so
got
it's
some
protein.
Exactly. We've got
protein.
Some protein in here. So and they're just so creamy and so divine. A great combination of peanut butter and the Swiss chocolate. So come on in and get some of these as well.
Can we do another gift card?
Yeah, 10th caller right now. 412-922-1020. 10th caller wins that $25 gift card from Dorothy's Candies. All right, folks, final segment, Dorothy's Candies. They will be back in a few short weeks, the month of December. Get those orders in, and they are going fast because they're great at what they do. Nan Cohen.
So, let me tell everybody, dorothyscandies.com. Hey, go to their Facebook page. We've got some contests going on there. There's some gift card giveaways. There's chocolate giveaways going. There's, you know, we didn't even talk about their deluxe assortment chocolate. We've got, you name it, it's there for you. We're ready. Get your orders in, though. I will tell you, it's this last week as we start moving into the big crunch. dorothyscandies.com. They can always call and the store, and you will tell them the number, Marlene.
Sure. Please call 412-678-2723.
Robbie, we got some winners today, too, for the gift cards.
Yeah, the latest, Shirley from Bridgeville, so congratulations. And that was a nice hour and a nice gesture from Robert and you.
Yeah, so go ahead. Please move on over to the Facebook page. We do our lives. We're very interactive there. We've got lots of things coming, lots of giveaways. We really are trying to make it special for all of you. We are doing the prep work for
the
open house. Go ahead, Mar.
What we're having this year, normally it is a one-day event. Circumstances have changed. So what we are doing is a three-day customer appreciation event. It will begin this Friday, November 20th at 10 a.m. and go until 6 p.m. We also will be there Saturday, 10 to 4, and Sunday, 10 to 4. There will be 10% off your order, $7 flat shipping fee per address. If you want to call in, you're able to do that or go online at dorothyscandies.com. And that event will go on from 10 a.m. Friday morning until midnight on Sunday. You could sit at home and place your orders. Any order over $100 per address will be free shipping. But if you do come in the store, we have some free samples for you, some surprises, giveaways. So we hope to see you there.
Hey,
that will be this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I just had to say this, that, you know, as we're moving in, Christmas isn't that far off. So I asked Marlene to bring something, one of my favorites, my munchie tray at the house. Turns into this little thing. So just we're giving you the sneak preview as things start to come up. And of course, the Hanukkah stuff will be ready. The Hanukkah, everything, they'll have it covered. But I'll tell you, turkey time is coming. It's knocking next week, I guess. So we're going to get those turkey legs going. For all of you that have asked me, will they hear my voice on the commercials coming up when I start doing the describing of all the Dorothy's candies? And yes, I did check with the station, and then that commercial will be running. So it'll put you all in the holiday mood for
Wonderful.
Dorothy's candies as well. I can't say it enough. Thank you for coming in and really sharing this.
My
this
pleasure.
Small business. Everybody is out there. You know, throughout this whole pandemic, we've made a conscious effort to support all the small businesses, because this is the heartbeat, the pulse of America, and we have to do it. And I'm not knocking the big chains and all that, but You know, I think they can sail through things a little easier than all of us in the small business arena. So thank you for doing what you're doing. I can't wait to get you back in here. We covered it. You name it, they'll take care of it for you. I came in yesterday to the store and I said to Marlene, I said, somebody's last wish to us was to have Dorothy's candies. And Marlene and I made that happen yesterday. I left the store with tears in my eyes knowing, you know, you just got to do this for people because it's what has to happen. So again, I thank you, dorothyscandies.com. Marlene, give them the phone number.
412-678-2723, and we're located on Long Run Road in White Oak. So come and visit us.
And you know, Rob, when you gave me that finger, you made me think about something too.
Two fingers.
Yeah. Two fingers. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
The corporate side of your business too is important. And, you know, just because people aren't working at, you know, their offices and this and that, some people are really feeling disconnected. And I know that suggestions have come in and, you know, it's a nice thing to do to send to your employees. You haven't seen them. You know, send them off a box of candy. Make them feel special. It's different this year, folks. We all know that.
Right.
So with that being said, you know, I thought, you know, even my daughter, she's been working at home since March. She doesn't see her coworkers. You know, they're all independent. But I think the remote working, you know, it gets lonely. And
it'd be nice to receive a box of chocolates.
To receive something. And I know you've gotten orders for the corporate side that you haven't from those kind of companies. So you're getting those out as well.
Right.
Hey, it's time for us to go, huh?
Yeah, you'll be back soon.
Two weeks.
You'll be here before you know it.
2 weeks. I'm really proud. I haven't had anything in here, so when the camera goes off, I'm going to break into that. It's either the turkey leg or the apple, but I got to get energized this morning. Marlene, thank you for
good
coming
job,
in.
Good job, Marlene.
Rob,
thank you.
It was good seeing you.
You
it's
too.
Kind of a strange time, but I did miss you.
I hope so.
I did miss you.
We go way back.
Yeah. It'll be time for some matzo ball soup, as he calls it. Matzo ball soup and latkes.
It's what keeps me alive. I had my little Hanukkah candle burning last night on the front porch, just thinking about all the good.
Didn't I give you a menorah?
No, but I'll take one.
You going to have one up this
year? I bought my own that I have to actually, you know, it's one of those lit ones, but I would like the traditional candle one.
The big old.
Yeah. But I have a little Hanukkah candle that I actually lit this week, kind of praying for the world. Hopefully it gets better for everyone.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you. All
right. Everybody eat chocolate. It makes you happy.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, don't worry. Be happy. Stay with us. The news coming up next. Good morning.